Welcome back to the Hardball Gets AFL show. It is the quick nine episode for the week, a bit of a different Thursday flavour this year. We're going to run through every game of the opening round and finish with some hardball bets. Let's get stuck in. It is the Hardball Gets podcast, the quick nine episode, even though there's only a quick four to discuss today. My name's Chris Robinson, joined by Nick Rinn and Jackson Barrett. Boys, how are we doing?
We're doing well.
Hello, Robbo. Good to be back.
This is very good to be back. So
it is good to be back. It feels weird that you're here, Nick, and you're not hosting.
You're thrown into the
hosting duties for this pod about 4 minutes ago.
Yeah,
so I appreciated the notice.
Yeah, but mentally, I'd handed them over to you a long time ago. So the idea for this one, let's explain off the top, because we're recording the intros differently this year, so we might have explained off the top, but we're just going to doubly explain off the top at the back.
Just double down. It's good.
So we're doing a quick one at the end of the week to go through. So 6 points is no more. We're going to the quick nine now, so it's 2 minutes on every game.
Mm-hmm.
Quick nine, except for this week when it's four and
this
the other bye rounds.
Numbers being thrown around.
Quick nine. 2 minutes on every team, and then the great hardball bets comes back again for another year. This time around, this season around, it's going to be the regulars on this show, yourself, Robbo, and Jacko. Again, I think I told you a few days ago, but mentally, I'd planned this out.
No, sorry. Today.
Today?
This morning.
This is a worse handover than Mitchell and Clarkson.
It's coming anyway.
This is fair dinkum.
Nathan Buckley and Mick Mulhouse.
So we're
handing over the reins of the late weekly show to you guys, and I'll be making guest appearances. Ava will be making guest appearances.
It's all part of the rebuild, just a bit of regeneration.
It is all part of the rebuild. You know, we really got to regenerate. At least Jacko's young. And we established because he didn't think Gary Ablett was in the best. What was that again?
I think it was best four players of the century
We bring Jacko
like
back, and then you mention his worst moment from last year, which was acknowledging that he didn't know who Gary Ablett was.
Got some strong feedback about that. It's actually still filtering through after a special inbox for Gary Ablett-related feedback.
some very good feedback on a serious note from the Over Under pod, which is always, as you said, just about the best show of the entire year.
We enjoy it.
My favourite part was going through. I was just absolutely loading up. Ryan's ladder predictor, I was going through and absolutely loading up in my TabTouch account, overs, unders or whatever. And then about three quarters of the way through, he said, oh, yeah, the ladder predictor's not foolproof. I was like, thanks for throwing that disclaimer in there. I thought it was exactly how all of them were going to go.
That was how it was going to come out. No, we did very well. We have got some feedback through the inbox. You can send us a DM at Instagram at HardballGetsAFL or HardballGets@WANews.com.au if you want to flick us an inbox. It's been stole. Is it a Herald Sun? I think stole what we stole. So we were the first thieves, and now they've stolen it.
How
and gone
dare they steal
over
what
unders
you stole
with the
already.
Locks, mate? Yeah, it's disgraceful, isn't it?
And a shout out to the boys who've done their own over unders at work. Send it through on a spreadsheet. That's outstanding work. We're big fans of that
as
well.
That's great.
Massive fans of that. All right, so let's.
Before we jump into it, how do we feel about round zero? As it's about to happen now. And can I pose a question to you that was posed to me by an avid listener of the show? We'll call him Ben. Why do we not have... We've got round zero.
Yep.
We're in 2024. The AFL is very progressive. Why do we not have zero as a jumper number that players can select?
It's a very good question. It's not the done thing.
It's not the done thing, but why not? I get that it wasn't 30 years ago... But we see
it's very NBA.
It's very NBA, and it's a very chip on the shoulder. Zero is the number of guys who thought I'd make it, kind of, and that's why we're number zero.
Is that why
zero.
A lot of people wear
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's okay. Why. Yeah, it's, you know.
Favourite number zeros?
Against the odds.
Have you got a favourite number zero?
NBA-wise?
Yeah.
Gilbert Arenas is one of the first guys to wear zero. I love a bit of Gilbert Arenas.
Until he brought his gun to the locker room. All right, well, give me three dudes. Give me three dudes who you want to see wear zero.
In the AFL?
In the AFL, who would swap to a zero. Who are your zero guys?
So we're talking like scrappers, like rookie guys.
Well, I don't know.
That sort of thing.
Is that like, yeah, come
I mean,
from
Toby
nothing?
Green's got to be the just
Toby
ultimate zero
great,
guy,
yeah,
doesn't
yeah,
he?
I agree with that one, yeah. Although the four's great, and he's carrying on Israel Folau's proud legacy at the GWS.
Yes, good. That's going to be a famous locker when Toby Green's done.
Toby Green works as a zero. Any others?
Jack Ginnivan.
Jack Ginnivan would be a good zero.
Locally, I'd love like a Josh Tracy. like a guy that's come off the rookie list.
To be wearing
found
a zero.
A spot in the side.
A big guy in a zero? Are there
big
any,
guy, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, true.
Is it more a little guy thing?
It's probably a double digit
zero?
Back, isn't it?
There's a double zero. Some of the double zero.
Yeah.
Bring in the zero and the double zero. I don't mind it, except you wouldn't get through.
Yeah.
Everyone would be too scared.
Are we names on the back of shirts, jumpers?
It doesn't work, too small.
Up. Yeah, I'm not a fan. It's popped up again this season. Yeah. I thought we were done with that.
Donate it.
Is it where to pop up?
Oh, just floating around Twitter. I think it's because of the training. Obviously, the training kits have got it, and I think that's sort of sparked a bit of a revival for that campaign, but I'm not a fan.
You can't see them.
And just learn the numbers.
Just learn the numbers. This is also true. So, obviously, 2 minutes on every game.
Mm-hmm.
Only four games.
Should we get cracking?
Might as well get cracking.
Let's do it.
Well, you throw, because you're the host.
I will throw. So this is hours away from us now, from when we're recording this on Thursday morning. Sydney hosting Melbourne. This is, in my lifetime, this is probably the hardest tipping, punting game that I can think of. That's just a straight-up season opener. Normally, it's a Richmond Carlton. You're kind of like, oh, yeah, one's pretty good and one's not.
Yeah,
this is a genuine coin
much.
Flip game, right?
This is, I don't know who I tipped. Swans? The Demons have been such a rabble, I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, see, I feel like this is the knee-jerk reaction is Swans at the SCG, great home ground advantage, and then Melbourne's had the off-season from hell. But when you start drilling down into it, the more I've thought about it, particularly in that midfield, so Sydney, as we know, no Parker, no Adams, no Mills, and then we know that Clayton Oliver's playing, even if he's only 80% Clayton Oliver, to go with Petrarca and Viney. The more I think about it, the more I'm leaning towards the Dees. Jacko?
Yeah, I've tipped the Dees. I think over the last few days, you've talked me into being a little bit worried about Sydney.
Remember, yeah, a little bit.
It's a bit of a new look.
Why you hate
forward
Sydney?
Line for them as well. God. We're back.
For days, Robbo's been going around talking shit about Sydney.
Yeah,
in the office.
Now that Tom Hickey's not there anymore, I'm just really, really down at him.
No, it's just the midfield. So it's essentially led by Roe Bottom and Chad Warner now. And it's like, are those guys really going to get it done in like a... I mean, Roe Bottom's a nice player and we like Chad Warner, but are they really going to be winning enough clearance?
Yeah, and there's going to be a bit of Errol through there. It's going to be a bit of Heaney... A bit of Papley was used towards the end
surprised
of last season.
Surprised Banger Sheldrick didn't get a gig.
Very
He's on
surprised.
The emergencies, right?
Very surprised.
Especially, I don't know if he'd been talked up internally. He'd definitely been talked up externally over the preseason. Got Josh Kennedy's number. It was all set for a biggest year, and then he misses out.
Yeah,
round
but
one.
He proved it. When he got his chances last year, he proved it.
They're also just at their best when Papley's forward with chop outs in the midfield, and Gordon's outside, and McInerney's outside, and it's just going to have to be a reshuffle, and I don't love the look of it, so I'm going Melbourne.
Brody Grundy expectations. Don't worry about it. I just brought it up on the siren. I said he's just an okay ruckman. I'm not expecting the world from Brody Grundy, right?
No, yeah. Neither. Yeah. Above average.
Yeah. I think that's
a bit more
right.
Craft than the average
Maybe.
Plotter, but
yeah.
Yeah.
Brisbane Carlton.
This is probably the easiest game of the week, in contrast, for me. This is Brisbane all over the joint. Obviously, nearly got rolled there by the Blues last year in the prelim. Yep. Carlton kicked the first five or six or whatever it was, just absolutely bolted out of the gates.
And then Brisbane smashed them.
And then Brisbane won by a few goals. But this one, to me, sort of smacks of Brisbane are primed. They're hungry. Carlton missing a couple of really decent soldiers. Can you make a case for the Blues?
The only case for the Blues is there's another Brisbane team who got pipped in the grand final and sort of fluffed their start to the season the next year, which was the Broncos last week in Las Vegas.
You're still not over that, are you?
Still, it just hurts a little bit. It was such a shit game. anyway, but that's the only thing I can think. If there's any kind of... It's been a shorter preseason for them. Carlton have got something to... Brisbane have got bigger fish to fry this year kind of thing.
Yeah.
I'd like to see them come out and smash them on the home deck. But I'm just not sure. I think it'll happen. They'll come out and smash them on their home deck.
But I think
that's the rider. You ask for any reasons, I just gave you a reason.
I think Wietering's probably their most important player. Yeah. Like, he was out when they were in the pits at the start of last year. Could be a big, like, Joe Danaher, Eric Hipwood sort of day. Sam Walsh is their best user of the ball going inside 50. I got some worries there. Like the Lions, they've won the last... Carlton have lost the last eight against Brisbane at the Gabba. So they're hard to tip.
Mm-hmm. What's excited you about Brisbane over the pre-season?
I'm excited about Coleman, and if his prelim and grand final are what's to come, then we can get seriously excited about that.
He's like a consensus, like, going to take the leap guy this season, right?
Yeah, so I'm pretty excited for that to happen. Obviously, Zach Bailey, good grand final. Is that somewhere closer to his ceiling. I'm a Cam Rayner fan. I'm fully aware Nick, I'm not the only one in the room.
I am. Do you know much about Cam Rayner? He's been playing in the midfield a little bit more this preseason. He's looked very nice.
Nah, I like him.
The old.
I thought more was coming after that. It was an abrupt. I like them. Finish.
Sorry.
Richmond Gold Coast, this is a bombshell from this morning. Not so much of a bombshell, but confirmation that Dusty is not going there. I think they were kind of holding. Dusty.
I was all over it. Yeah.
Not Dustin Fletcher, Dustin Martin.
Gotcha.
I think they were holding out hope that he might be able to make the trip, but with no Dusty, no Tom Lynch.
Richmond are going to be bad, man. They're going to be
no
really
Toby
bad.
No Toby Nankervis. Yeah. You can make a case that that's three of their most. What, five or six most important guys on their
list?
Not
just important guys. I'm just like good players. Yeah. They've only got five or six of them.
So this is actually the easiest tip of the round for me. Like, I'm more confident
except Gold Coast.
Yeah, I'm
but early season Gold Coast is different to late season Gold Coast.
Not last year, I'm more confident about them this weekend than I'm about Brisbane. I just can't get around Richmond at the moment.
So you're taking the Suns as a better lock than Brisbane?
Yeah.
Wow.
You're right.
Yes, Nick, I'm fine. Thank you for checking in.
The Gold Coast Suns? The Suns of the Gold Coast Sky?
No. I'm across
where
they are.
I found my name's on the wall there at the stadium. I found it.
Did you?
I was like a GC17. I did. I was like a GC17
member.
How
much time?
Can you show us? Can we get that photo up on our socials, please?
How much time did you have to spend walking the halls of Metricon Stadium?
There's a lot of people on that membership list. You know, such a deep supporter base.
You sifted it amongst the 31 names and found yours.
Yeah, it's on the wall. Because it was like $10 or whatever when they were bidding. And then you got your name on the wall of the stadium.
Are we Alex Sexton to halfback fans?
Love it.
Yeah, I'm a fan. I'm kind of sick of hearing about Alex Sexton, to be honest, though. Like, Alex Sexton is Alex Sexton. Like,
you know who I think will be good? Ben Ainsworth and Bailey Humphrey are that half forward, and then hopefully some of them get chops in the midfield.
I think Humphrey's going to get a lot of chops in the midfield.
Yeah, it didn't seem like he got a lot preseason, but obviously watch his space. And I really want to see what Matt Rowell's going to do, because he sort of just got back to solid, consistent footballer. I want to see if he's got that extra gear he can go to again.
I know you guys spoke about this on Tuesday.
And also, he's got six slick goatee and weird hair.
Nah, I hate it.
Love it.
Good combo.
Nah, it makes me feel sick.
Good combo.
Ben King, excited about as well. Mm. Second year off the ACL, has to kick 50 or 60 if they play finals.
Mm.
Have you got the touch this footy season? Join the TAB Footy Tipping Competition. Head to thegame.com.au, register and enter the code 74BN7BF. Glad I got that out. Link is also in the podcast description.
So let's do that again. 74BN7BF. You can just enter your weekly tips as always to be in the running for some huge cash prizes and weekly giveaways, including a Mazda BT50 dual cab 4x4 just by playing.
You just bought a Mazda, didn't you, Robbo?
I did just buy a Mazda CX-5. Shout out to our friends at Mazda. Driving very smoothly. We love Mazdas on the show.
And just to really bring this home, that code is 74BN7BF. Register now with that one at thegame.com.au.
And last up, might be the game of the round, GWS hosting Collingwood. We know these two clubs.
Also, again, don't particularly, like a backup, might be the game of the round. This is the game of the round, right?
Don't particularly get it lost.
Is this year's premiers versus last year's premiers?
The Giants socials team has done a lot to stoke this fire. They've worked really, really hard over the past few weeks to really pump this one up. Shout out to a couple of debutants for this one. So Charlie Dean is going to debut. He's been on the list.
It's a good story.
For the Pies, just injury ravaged the past couple of seasons. So he finally gets his chance with Jeremy Howe out, big key defender. And Harvey Thomas, which kind of sounds like a law firm or something.
Well, they're both two first names.
Suits, isn't
the
he?
Double.
Charlie
double
Dean
first
and
name.
Harvey Thomas.
Yeah. Can't trust either of them. So he's at 176 centimetres, which is on the very, very smaller side of things these days. He's getting his debut for the Giants, so looking forward to seeing what he can offer. Which way are we leaning, gentlemen?
GWS.
I'm leaning just Collingwood.
So the Giants are slight favourites here, bookies-wise.
Because of the home deck and the passionate fans in the stands,
getting
over the line.
All 3,500.
The Orange Army.
They've got naming rights for their stadium now. Did you see that this morning?
Oh, yeah.
So Giant Stadium is no longer. It's going to be called NG Stadium.
Whenever you get an email, like a media alert, flagging a major club announcement, you can be sure it's a naming rights.
There's some cash behind that.
Is there something at the Gold Coast? Gold Coast has got a major stadium
announcement, I think. It's never the coach is sacked or the CEO. It's always a naming rights for the stadium.
Very excited for this one.
Yes.
Cadman. I want to see Cadman. Cadman has looked like very good in the preseason. Obviously, first round draft pick, had a lot of games last year, was just too light, but was obviously getting the looks. Very excited to see what he does. Just excited about the Gwis overall, I think. And the Pies, very good football side, also entertaining to watch.
Yeah, it's going to be a real exposure into what both of these say. I mean, we know what Collingwood can bring, but can GWS continue what they did those past last six or seven weeks of the last season? Or is that just something else?
I think the next couple of weeks, Victoria's going to go nuts over Lachie Schultz as well. We saw a bit of it in the pre-season.
You're a big Lachie Schultz guy.
Well, yeah, I'm a Fremantle man, so I'd love to see him still playing here, but like, just the fact they went nuts in that preseason game, the fact that there's this small forward that like can win the ball up the ground and runs hard and beats guys on the way back, and they went ballistic over it. But he does that every week and has done it for years. So.
What kind of reception does he get when he goes back to play against Freo in WA?
Do you boo?
Does he get booed?
Personally,
in
I
pockets?
Don't, but I think they probably do. I think there'll be pockets of booing.
It's going to be interesting.
Yeah. People just love to boo, eh? Booing's fun.
Are you a
I'm
booer?
A big boo. Booing is fun. Bandwagon guy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a big booing guy. I don't actually do it, but I enjoy it.
You don't do it from the corporate suite.
I don't do it from the corporate suite.
You don't do it, but then you applaud the booing while you're there.
I applaud the booing, guys. That's great booing.
Excellent booing.
I just smile to myself and say, I like that. You know, I don't get, mate, I just don't call, well, no, I just had a couple of corporates last year. But I'm in the stands now, mate. I don't have my press pass because you forgot to put me through with the rest of the team. So last year,
you're not a journalist.
I do have a podcast about football. Okay,
I can make I can make it happen.
And sometimes I need to check in on things.
Shout out to the team at the AFL. I'll pull some strings.
Pull some strings. I am working media still. I still do a lot of.
Oh my gosh! All right,
work.
We'll settle this off air, guys, because now it's time for a bit of
Hardball Bets, brought to you by Tap Touch.
So thanks to our friends at Tab Touch. It is Hardball Bet. So it's going to be myself against Jacko this year. We're hoping for a lot more success than last year. I think that's probably fair to say.
What did we end up on?
I owe a considerable amount of money to Tab Touch. Tab Touch, I will pay that back to you, I promise. So me versus Jacko, and then Rinny and Zave.
A bonus bet,
just a little bonus
in,
bet.
We'll throw in a bonus bet for the week because you know,
just to make us look.
People
bad.
People have just been gagging for our insights into the market, especially after last year's results. They really want to know what we think and where there's value.
And just go the complete opposite.
Genuinely, was it like round 16 before we won anything?
I'm still actually filthy because I had a huge multi in one of the weeks that would have made me back everything. But I lost it all on the Sydney-Adelaide controversial goal umpire thing. I still just can't get over that. So that wrecked me more than it wrecked Adelaide's season. I'm taking something that I think is very safe here, hopefully. It's paying $2.10 to get me off to a good start. I'm taking Brisbane, and then I'm giving Melbourne and Gold Coast 15.5-point head starts. So that's Brisbane straight up. Melbourne plus 15.5, Gold Coast plus 15.5. It's paying $2.10. Please get me off to a good start. Jacko, what do you got?
I'm going for $2.50, a Collingwood win that includes a Lachie Schultz goal.
Okay.
Because you just love
Shooter.
Lachie Schultz.
Yeah. Shooter getting off to a good start.
Backing my guy in.
And if he doesn't kick it, are you going to boo him?
Yes. This is the deciding factor.
Yeah,
I couldn't decide if I was going to do it, so I thought I'd put some money on him, and that'll settle it.
All right, well, I'll throw in a bonus bet for the week. So I'm going most disposals in Group A for the Swans and the Demons. Jack Viney at $5.50. I feel like it's a big captain. Is he the captain? No, Max Gorn's the captain.
Big former captain.
Big former captain's game.
It's a leader kind of game.
It's a big former captain's game coming up tonight, I believe.
Excellent. So get around that on the Tab Touch app. And remember, chances are you're about to lose, particularly
Strong
if you listen
chance.
To my tips.
Strong chance.
For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au. That just about wraps us up.
Just about wraps
gentlemen.
Us up for round one. Beauty. So this is, that was nine.
this was the
quick nine.
The quick nine.
That was a quick nine.
That was actually
was
a quick four where we spent 2 minutes and we do it on the fourth day of the week. It's something like that. It's a lot of numbers.
Short and sharp to
kick off the season,
we'll
get used to it.
Really rolls off the tongue.
And next week you'll have more than 7 minutes warning as well, which is also handy.
Thanks, Jacko. Thanks, Rini. And thanks also to our listeners. Enjoy the first weekend of footy, and we'll chat to you next week.